The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
So, John Heilman.
Yeah.
Looks like a big, big surge. Certainly he was always ahead in New York, even coming out of Wisconsin. California and Pennsylvania, he seems to be solidifying his gains.
He does, and I think for the reasons you guys just said, it's you know, he's this particular moment where he left Wisconsin in the worst position he's been in throughout the entire race.
Right.
And how he managed to make this turn. If he ends up being the Republican nominee, we will look at this as the moment when he displayed the most political sophistication of any moment in the entire campaign. A lot of other times where Trump has just bullied through things, or, you know, he's just been his strength, people attacked him, he made mistakes, he got stronger by sucking energy out of the attacks. This has not been a visceral thing. This has just been a smart thing. This has been kind of the, like, okay, I'm in trouble, I have New York coming up, let's see what's going on out here and how I can jujitsu something that's ostensibly a negative for me, which is to say I'm losing delegates in all these states, and turn it into a message, as Nicole said, that he's been more consistently on and that is more obviously on brand than anything else he's done. It's just the sophistication of it, of this. Trump has not been particularly sophisticated throughout this campaign. This is a moment where he's really displaying strategic and tactical deftness.
But also... Yeah.
That's John Heilman, an American journalist for New York Magazine. Interesting. On one hand, yes, I mean, Trump is a study in contrast, John, you know, because one minute you look at him and you say, gosh, this guy's brilliant, CEO, he's, you know, a bazillionaire, he's got all this money and everything, and then he does goofy stuff like, you know, forgets to chase after delegates that are available and follow the rules that the RNC had given him, you know, over a year ago. You know, it's just... what do you make of the contrast? Is there anything there? I mean, you feel like, you know, it's
he's
okay.
He's a successful businessman. I mean, look at his history, and then you also look at his remarks that he makes. But he can't be a total moron. I mean, look at what he's doing. He's running for president. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah. Well, I don't put him in the moron category by no means. You have to respect. I mean, the guy's, you know... But he's worth $10 billion, not beholden to anybody. He's writing his own, you know, his own check on this whole thing. I mean, he's not looking to money people. He's not going out there looking for the George Clooney's, which was interesting. Clooney, on one hand, I mean, you got to love the contrast of progressives as well. You know, George Clooney does this big fundraiser. If you wanted to sit at the front table there, you know, with Hillary and George and his wife, $325,000.
Oh, that's all?
I mean, what...
That's insane, yeah.
I mean, that's just for, you know, I guess for the couple, I guess $325,000, so, you know, what a deal. But, you know, and then after all that and raising money, and it's already been pretty well documented, this guy is like the number one bundler on the planet in Hollywood. I guess the last election cycle, something like $15 million he was able to raise. And he's doing this again for Hillary. And then he complains. He has the audacity to say, well, we're just spending too much money. Yeah, but you're one of the players. You're contributing to the problem here. And, you know, most amazing. But I guess, you know, that's the one thing you love about progressives. Because I guess if you admit that you're guilty, then somehow it mollifies your guilt. Huh?
I guess kind of like a confession, huh?
I guess. It's okay. I, you know, somehow it's supposed to be acceptable. But on one hand, you know, I'm not even sure he's even apologizing or anything like that. It's just like, okay, this is a problem. But how do you say that you got a problem when your hand's in a cookie jar and you got crumbs all over your face? I you know, it's a bit ironic. But you got to love progressives and you got to love... this political season and the whole idea that politics does make for some rather strange bedfellows. And boy, I'll tell you, it is all kinds of nuttiness, huh? it's just fun to watch. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I got to tell you, America, I appreciate you joining the forces here to get this country back on track. It's an all-hands-on-deck kind of experience. We got to do what we can, especially in light when you consider, I guess according to this latest report, what do we got? 47, is it saying 47% didn't pay taxes? I think this is the latest report. 47% of Americans didn't pay taxes. So where's the skin in the game? I mean, you know, it's fun being here, fun enjoying, you know, the freedoms that we have, but nobody's paying taxes. How are we going to manage $19 trillion and counting in debt if only 19,000, you know, if you know, only, what is it, you got 47% not paying taxes at all, so 53% are carrying the water of everybody. How are we going to manage that? Most provocative, to say the least. But that discussion for another time. I understand. I didn't mean to, you know, but I just all of a sudden it hit me. I'm going, whoa! This is we've known these numbers have gotten out of hand, but this is why America is on the wrong track, and this is what we're feeling, and why the visceral reaction for one Donald Trump, because we're saying, look, we need something. We need something to happen. The only challenge is that when we panic like this, then we turn the reins over to something worse than what we, you know, currently have. So it is absolutely critical that you know what you're talking about and you understand what is happening to your country, all based on the facts and the truth. This is why we dig deeper and we fight so hard for you, so that we know what we know, okay? Not what we think and what we feel. We've already gone through 8 years of what we think and feel, and look how look where it got us. Dr. Christopher Gildemeister is with us right now, head of research operations for the Parents Television Council, and the author of this new TV content rating system study we're going to talk about. And he says that the TV rating system is flawed, and he and others are demanding an overhaul. Christopher, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Hey, well, break this down for us. We've known for a while TV ratings were flawed. I knew for a long time they've been flawed in radio. In fact, I'm still trying to, you know, get some answers, but that's a whole nother deal. But I want to focus on the TV ratings. What? Break it down for us.
Well, the first thing I have to say is when we talk about ratings, we don't mean how many people are watching or listening. We're talking about, like, movie ratings.
Yes.
TVG, PG-14, like that. Mm-hmm. And what our study found is that there's more extreme content being lobbed at viewers, and especially at kids, and it's not rated appropriately. Mm-hmm. There's practically no TV programs rated TVD, which is what it ought to be. That ought to be the default, because that's mm-hmm. what that means. It's available for anybody to watch. It's safe for mm-hmm. anyone to watch. Mm-hmm. There's fewer programs content that really ought to be marked for adults only, rated 14 or even rated PG a lot of the time.
Well, give us the designation. Give us the designations right now, Christopher, as they stand. What are the designations we need to be aware of right now?
Well, there's TVG, which, as I say, means anybody could watch it. It's safe for kids, and that ought to be the default. That's what it was for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, that's what TV was before they brought in the rating system. You know, most TV programs could be watched by everybody. Then there's PG, which is things that some parents might have issues with. And then there's 14, which means it really shouldn't be viewed by anybody under age 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's MA, which is stuff
for
like
mature
Game of Thrones,
right,
on cable, you know, is the really intense adult stuff. But what we're finding is there's a lot of violence on shows that really ought to be rated MA for adults, and they're rated 14. And in fact, I don't want to call it a conspiracy, but whether it's intentional or not, but you can make up your own mind, there's almost nothing on broadcast TV that is ever rated MA.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything.
Even including cable?
And not on cable. There are some shows on cable where they do rated MA. A lot of the stuff on the FX network is rated MA because that's kind of their brand. They pitch themselves as being all dark and edgy and everything. But there's violence on like CBS or NBC or ABC shows, or there has been, that really ought to be rated MA, and it's not. And that's because the networks rate their own shows. And they sit on the board that oversees the ratings process.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the same people making the show, choosing the ratings for the show, and then being on the oversight committee that determines if the networks are doing a good job or not. This is kind of like Big Tobacco getting to decide who the Surgeon General is, or companies that produce toxic waste sitting on the Environmental Protection Agency.
Christopher, I remember when I was a kid growing up, you know, the censors were concerned because Cher was showing her navel. You know, they didn't want a camera below Elvis's waist. And now we've definitely have come a long way since then with the kind of suggestion and things that are going on, especially with these ratings that are supposed to give parents an idea of what, you know, what their children are watching or what they can sit down and watch as a family.
Well, and that's exactly it, Bill. The networks respond, well, we think parents ought to decide what their kids can watch. Well, we agree with that. Everybody would agree with that. But the point is that the network is supposed to give parents information they need so that they can make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And if the networks are giving you false or misleading information, then how can the parent decide what is safe for their kids?
Well, we just have to be thankful that they're not running the FDA and declaring the ingredients on certain products, because they would fundamentally omit some of those ingredients because it fulfills their personal interest or their group interest, not necessarily the interests of the consumer.
Exactly right. I mean, the networks have a financial interest in misrating their shows because an awful lot of advertisers, everybody you can think of from Campbell's Soup to Walmart to you name it, most of them don't want to sponsor explicit adult content on TV. They want to reach the biggest audience they can, and so they just won't sponsor stuff that some people find offensive. Well, so naturally, the networks don't want to rate things accurately. They want to rate it lower than the content deserves so that the advertisers will pony up more money and pay for the shows.
Well, of course, they can get away with it, maybe I would think, for the first couple of airings, but then, you know, aren't they hearing the response from the people? Well, of course, then what's happening is, of course, ratings fall off and some of these other things occur that, you know, dissuade advertisers naturally. But I got to imagine when the people are seeing, you know, the proof in the pudding and what it is, that it's not a 14 or it's not a TG rated show, it's more of an MA show. You know, then they're gonna scramble to replace their media, aren't they?
Well, you'd think so. But if there's one lesson, I'm sad to say, that we've learned over the years, it's that it's not all about money for the networks. A lot of people say, oh, well, they're just in it to make money. Well, no, a lot of the creative types in Hollywood want this edgier, more explicit content. On
yeah, they're forming a culture, no doubt. Dr. Christopher Gildemeister, head of research operations for the Parent Teachers Council. I should say Parents Television Council.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one, for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go. Started something to see that ever since we met you had a hold on me. It had a chance to be true. I only want to be with you. It doesn't matter where you're going.
Well, thanks for being with me. Tuesday, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Pastor Aubrey Shines is with us. He's the founder of Glory to Glory Ministries, located in the inner city of both Tampa and Orlando. Shines, a Chicago native, began ministering in the Cook County Correctional System in Chicago many years ago, and we welcome him here to Florida. It's always good to have him here. Pastor Aubrey Shines, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. Always great being with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, well, I'll tell you, when Mayor de Blasio said what he said the other day, I couldn't believe it. I'm going, what did he really just, I mean, I had to play it back to hear it again. I said, there's no way he said that.
He said it. I've been on a million TV shows addressing the same exact issue. And again, for even Hillary Clinton now, Bill, to say, well, this is just satire. No, well, this is just a skit. Can you just imagine for just a moment if Senator Cruz or some GOP guy would have made some racial derogatory statement about any ethnic group or someone against the LGBT community? You would have the White House engaging, as they have always incorrectly done so, on racial issues. But there has not been a peep from the race baiters, Bill, that's out there. You've not heard anything from Sharpton or Jackson, just denouncing and forcing them to have an open apology. No one's been asked, you know, to move away from their job and to leave their jobs. Just silence on the liberal front. It's amazing.
Yeah, this is pretty blatant and hypocritical, no doubt. The fact that here you've got a presidential candidate on the stage, and then she accommodates it by defending it. And you know, how do you defend the indefensible? I guess you just have all the gall in the world, and that allows you to do it. In case you didn't hear, ladies and gentlemen, what the mayor had said was at one point he was running a little bit late. He says, "Sorry, Hillary," he said, "I was running on CP time." And CP is colored people time. Well, wait a minute. I mean, you know, how do you get away with that? Like you say, Aubrey, that it didn't even have to be a GOP candidate. If it had been one of their underlings or something like that, they would have been all over this big time.
Well, sure they would. And again, when people don't understand the history of this and the way that blacks were depicted in the nation, and again, but you got to really go back to slavery, because the idea is that if a slave doesn't perform on time, it was a quote colored person's time. And so again, you're talking about its roots that are in slavery, and not one major media outlet has given no more than 10 to 20 minutes of this in totality as it relates to covering issue as deplorable and despicable as this issue. And again, what I want to challenge, and what I've been doing, Bill, is challenging every black, white, Hispanic person in America to say, look, here are the realities. You're still engaging into a party whose, by the way, the whole DNC party, the Bellagio and Hillary Clinton's party, you're talking about a party that gave you slavery, Jim Crow laws, gave you the KKK, and no one is asking for them to denunciate or to denounce, rather, this deplorable act. I think that we have reached a new low in America, and Bill, I just think we can do better as Americans.
Well, without a doubt, and Aubrey, I mean, not only did the Democratic Party give and do this to blacks and minorities, they continue to enact policies for the sake of the vote that just keep them more enslaved and rob them of more of their freedoms. I mean, how are they liberating people? I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you look at these rappers today, and you and I have had this conversation. I mean, they go out there and they make a ton of money. Everything's fine for them. They're living in Beverly Hills, and they're just, you know, serving the peons that are still down in the plantation. I mean, who's getting better? You know, who's got the better deal here? Whether it's Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, I mean, this is the thing, the gall of these leaders, and it's sad. I mean, if Martin Luther was still alive, Martin Luther King was alive today, I think he would chastise these leaders. You know, he would get in their face and say, wait a minute.
Look at any of his tapes and read any of his books, especially Strength to Love, you'll see where he did. Just as a matter of fact, a lot of people don't realize, Bill, King had a lot to say about what you and I are just discussing, and that is this element of exploitation. He had a lot to say, by the way, about abortion. He had a lot to say about these topics, but again, they spin the Dr. Kings and others to make, you know, of course, him be more palatable as it relates to their own dynamic. And again, when you talk about the rappers, in our Sunday morning services, on any given Sunday, by the way, the various issues that you and I are discussing, these are issues that I discuss from a Sunday morning pulpit. I even go as far, Bill, as putting up the lyrics of these various rappers who's, you know, this is what your kids are listening to, and I don't bleep out anything, I don't black out anything. I show the parents the element of debauchery that is being just poured down the veins of their children to say, listen, if you don't understand that this thing is contrived to destroy your own children, then you are complicit with that whole dynamic. Bill, these are things that we fight against all the time, and this is why I appreciate shows like yours that really bring to light these various issues. I think if more guys and girls out here would do it, I think we could get our nation back a little quicker than we're aiming for right now.
Well, we have to, and speaking of aiming, okay, like what you're talking about, it's kind of like riding a motorcycle. When you ride a motorcycle, one of the things you learn is that you go where your eyes are pointed. Wherever your eyes are directed, that bike's going to go. It's interesting. And they teach you that in class. It says it's much like life. What your eyes on and what they're aimed at is what you're going to end up. And so here's these parents doing everything they can to get their kids, you know, through school, and we know all the challenges and the stresses of dealing with a teenager, especially in this culture in which we live in today. And they're racking their brains, they're on their knees asking God for wisdom and everything, but the subtleties of the culture are robbing them of all their hard work and their children's future, because their eyes, instead of being on a trajectory of goodness, is now stuck in this rap music and these videos. That where is that taking them?
It's constantly destroying the moral compass. It's constantly breaking and shattering into pieces. And I tell the congregants all the time, and the various shows that I go on, you don't have a right just to stay in someone's sanctuary and just pray, unless, in the words of James, the brother of Christ, unless you put some skin in the game. He actually called it faith by works. If we're just only doing one dynamic and we're not engaging and putting some skin in this game, Bill, we're going to lose our nation. And we'll lose it on a permanent basis. This is why I advocate the way that I do. This is why we do the things we do. This is why I'm involved, making sure our governor, making sure our representatives, our senators, they know our voice. They know that we're engaged. They know that we have, in our local congregation, a 100% voter, participation in this process. So it's not just enough to talk about it and pray about it. Bill, we got to put some skin in the game here.
Well, if we don't, Aubrey, then we come out and we say, hey, you know, I tried that God thing. That God thing doesn't work.
You and I both know historically, had it not been for the God thing, whether it was the Quakers putting a guy in office by the name of Abraham Lincoln, whether it was the Martin Luther Kings who left the Ebenezer Church and went out and began to conform and change and shape the culture, if we're only going to preach, and I chastise a lot of our large major media guys, I'm talking now ecumenical guys, and I challenge them, white, black, Hispanic alike. I said, until you become courageous, until you come to a point where you are engaging and you are inspiring enough to challenge your congregation, and don't worry about who's going to leave you if you say this or if you say that. We must be engaged, and if we're not engaged, Bill, we will lose this nation, and this is why I'm constantly out here knocking on the doors of some of our leaders to say, look, we can do better. Let's become courageous guys and girls. Let's get our nation back. Put some skin in the game, and we can make it happen.
And we can make a difference, absolutely. Aubrey Shines, Pastor, thank you so much for being with us and being a voice of encouragement and a voice of vision and leadership that is so needed in a time like this, because our kids We're losing our kids, Aubrey, and this is what's going on across this country. We see it all the time, and it's heartbreaking. 28 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Save the Storks. Give them a call and get on the bus with us, would you? 858-692-8385, 858-692-8385. As we've been talking about, they've got 21 buses out there that are showing women for free, okay, free services to let them see. These are pregnant women that are going to abortion clinics, and they have the option before they go into the abortion clinic to go on the bus and see their baby, to see a sonogram of their baby. And it is amazing the results that is happening on these Save the Stork buses. 85% of the women who see a sonogram of their baby, they're changing their mind. They're choosing life. And this is your opportunity to choose life with us, partner with us, and help us. We're raising money to get some more buses. We have another 21 buses on the assembly line right now. So give them a call. Save the Storks, 858-692-8385. By all means, tell them that Bill Martinez sent you their way. Would you do that, please? All right, good. Alex Brill is with us, American Enterprise Institute Research Fellow, former Chief Economist, House Ways and Means Committee. His research areas include tax policy and unemployment insurance. Alex, it's been a while since we've had a chance to talk. It's good to have you with us. I'm glad you had some time to come on the air with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back on. It has been a while.
Yeah, too long. We need to have you, especially inside here, and in light of our presidential candidates. Everybody's throwing up some sort of idea to help the economy along, and of course, cut taxes, because that's the populist thing. Anybody says, "Hey, I want to cut taxes," it's like you're almost ready to throw your vote in their direction until you understand, what exactly they're offering. So, give us a breakdown. Analyze these candidates' plans to cut taxes for the middle class. What are they saying?
I've got a paper out just a few days ago that looks at this very issue. We're using a new tool that my colleagues and I at the American Enterprise Institute have built called the Open Source Policy Center. And AEI has launched a tool that I used in my paper, but what's exciting about that is that it's available for anyone to use. It's available on the internet. And it is the kind of tool that lawmakers on the House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee and their staff used. What's different here is that now it's available for the public, a very similar tool, not the same tool, but a very similar tax tool. You could go online and craft your own tax plan and see how much it costs and who the winners and losers are. And I went online and using a variation of this tool that's a little bit more sophisticated than the web version, I started to analyze some middle-class tax cuts for exactly the reason that you noted, Bill. It's a great way for the politicians to draw in a lot of support from a lot of voters is to offer them tax breaks. And I've been, quite frankly, a little bored by the discussion and the debate that we've had over how much tax millionaires should pay. They should pay more. They should pay less. No, they don't pay enough. They pay too much. Well, what about the rest of us? What about the 140 million people who file taxes who don't earn $1 million a year? We've seen a lot of campaigns offer very large tax cuts targeting this middle class. And we see it now on the campaign trail, and we've seen it in the past. President Obama had a big middle class tax cut to save us from the Great Recession when he came in. George W. Bush, when he was first elected in 2001, a lot of those tax cuts went to the middle class as well. We can debate if we like that idea or not, but I don't think that enough attention is going on those issues.
Well, again, it was reported, Alex, just to your point, what was reported here recently, again, we look at that big number, 47% not paying any tax whatsoever. And I understand, part of that, that's a broad brush number in and of itself. But the fact of the matter is you still only have, 57% of Americans that are carrying the water for everybody.
That's exactly right. And that number, those numbers of folks who pay no income tax, of course they do pay other taxes, but no income tax has gone up, and according to what the candidates are offering, it would go up even more. And so there's a question there of fairness. There's a question there of sustainability. How are we going to pay the bills in the decades to come if an ever decreasing share of the U.S. population is in the tax code, is hooked into the system. And
exactly.
To me, I think that it's important to have some skin in the game.
Yeah, without a doubt. And one person even suggested, Wayne Allen Root, saying, look, if you don't have skin in the game, then you can't even vote. And I thought, well, that almost makes sense because you're going to do what promotes your personal interest. That's up for another discussion, but I didn't mean to take you off point here, because we need to stay on point on this in terms of the candidates and what they're offering. Who is giving us, really what makes sense, considering that we're $19 trillion and counting in debt?
Yeah, so my concern, across the board is that there's been this competition to offer really unsustainably large tax cuts. And so for the individual, those tax policies may be attractive if you're the one who's being promised a $1,000 break. But when the tax cuts accumulate to $4, $5, $6, $7 trillion, I'm not sure that the U.S. Congress is going to get behind a plan that cuts a hole in the deficit, or the debt that's that large. And so the question really becomes is, if candidates were going to move a tax agenda, tax reform agenda, and provide some relief to some voters in the middle class, what kind of policies might be the most efficient ones, or the fairest ones, or the ones that would give you the most economic growth?
Right.
And so I'll just highlight two of them that are in the report that I did. Folks can dig deeper if they want. It's all available online. One idea, and this has been popular with a number of the Republican candidates, including some who are no longer in the race, is to increase the standard deduction. Donald Trump takes it from $6,000 to $25,000. Ted Cruz takes it from $6,000 to $10,000 for single filers. And this is a great tax simplification. It's tax fairness. It's tax cuts for the middle class. But just as you noted, it takes a lot of people off the tax rolls, mm-hmm. and it doesn't do much for our economy. On the other end of the spectrum, another way to provide some tax relief for folks in the middle class, although people sort of on the better end of the middle class, would be to take down some of the rates. And so we look at a proposal that would take some of the folks who are in the 25% tax rate and knock them down to the 15% rate. Mm-hmm. Now, that tax cut takes nobody off the rolls, virtually nobody off the rolls, is not really much of a tax simplification because all the rules and complexities are still there, but it would do the most for economic growth, probably do about twice as much as the first policy that I was describing.
Well, and where can they go, Alex? You know, you've made reference they can go online. Where can they go online and work out their own calculations?
So the website for the tax model, the model is called Tax Brain, and it's available at www.ospc.org. That's a sort of a sister website to the American Enterprise Institute, mm-hmm. and you can go online there and change the child tax credit or change the cap gains dividend tax rate or the marginal rates on ordinary income. You can see how much that'll cost and who wins and who loses. The paper that I wrote is available at aei.org / my last name, so it's / Brill. Mm-hmm. And we've got some summaries of the candidates' plans and some summaries of the paper as well that talk about different ways to provide this kind of tax relief. And what it would mean for our economy.
What about a flat tax? You know, that's been kicked around, you know, back and forth. What's your position on a just across the board flat tax? Let's just keep it simple. Send your, send your annual IRS return on a postcard.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of obvious appeal in a plan like that. It has a very broad tax base, very simple, very fair. A lot of people feel like everyone. You know, you can provide a little bit of an exemption for people who are low, truly low income. But after that, it's just basically one rule. You report your income and you pay a rate. A policy like that is probably one of the best ways to move the economy forward because it's going to be a very efficient system. We're going to both save time preparing our taxes as well as, you know, taxing income at a low rate, which is the best way if we've got to impose a tax.
Yeah. Alex Brill from the American Enterprise Institute on Bill Martinez Live. Alex, thank you for the input. 19 before the top of the hour.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Investing in bonds involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices will fall. When interest rates fall, prices will rise.
I'm at a place in my life where I need investment income. That's why I invest in tax-free municipal bonds. I love the income they provide. Income that's federally tax-free. At this point, that's exactly the kind of income I need.
Tax-free municipal bonds can serve as the cornerstone for a conservative portfolio. They offer income that's tax-free. Henyon & Walsh is a leading expert in tax-free municipal bonds. We're committed to finding you the best bonds to meet your investment goals. We'll even send you our informative bond guide, absolutely free, if you call right now. 1-800-286-4286. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, consider municipal bonds. Take charge of your investments today and keep more of your hard-earned money. Call now to receive your copy of our informative bond guide. It's free, so call right now. 1-800-286-4286. 1-800-286-4286. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lord, can you tell me? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me? How far is it? I just gotta know how far.
Hey, we're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Gilbert is with us, the former drummer with the band Cutlass. You may remember Jeff. He is back with us. We're going to talk about Save the Stork. But Jeff, you just got back from a conference this weekend, huh?
I did, man. Yeah, I was out in Detroit, back here in Santa Ana, California, back with my family, living life.
Yeah, well, and it was, you say, the Lead Me Live conference, and of course inspired by Sanctus Real's, song Lead Me, which was so touching, and I know that it motivated a lot of men to, alter their consideration of, the important position they have, for their families, right?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, Matt Hammett and I are great friends. Matt, the lead singer of Sanctus Real, and he was starting this conference, and I immediately wanted to jump on board because that's something heavy on my heart. Just, guys, let's get together. Let's sharpen each other. Let's just figure out this narrative on what it is that men need to be doing to step up. And just like Adam was not stepping up in the garden when Eve fell, when she ate that fruit, we see that he was passive. We can no longer be passive like that. And that's something that's really heavy on my heart about abortion as well. And we discussed Save the Storks at this conference, and the men stood up, the entire room stood up and said, we're going to stand with this, and we're going to do something about this. It was incredible.
Well, yeah, we talked a little bit last month when we were in Nashville about Save the Storks. So I want to remind everybody, bring us up to date and up to speed with Save the Storks, its mission, Jeff, and the inroads that you've made since then.
Right on, Bill. Well, you know what? The thing about Save the Storks that I love so much is it's such a loving and respecting organization, because what we're doing is we're not sitting here complaining and being angry and defensive about what's going on. Instead, we decided, well, what if we created better solutions for these moms that are going through an unplanned or crisis pregnancy. And so what we learned was 84% of post-abortive moms didn't know they had another choice or another option.
Wow.
Yet 90% of moms who are abortion vulnerable, who see an ultrasound image and hear the heartbeat of their baby in their womb, they will change their mind and choose life after they see that ultrasound image. And so we thought, well, let's just create the most beautiful, most epic mobile medical unit, call it a stork bus. We're called Save the Storks, and we can outfit it with high technology, ultrasound technology, and we can take this thing anywhere we want to take it as long as we have the right permit. And we're able to park that thing right in front of abortion clinics, right where these moms are, and we're able to meet with them. And so we partner with pregnancy resource centers all over the nation, and we're able to get these buses in their hands. And we're seeing incredible things happen, Bill. We're seeing 360 babies saved on average per year per bus.
Wow.
Because we're able to do this. We have 21 buses now on the road. We're trying to build 21 more. We have 21 more in production. Mm-hmm. All kinds of glorious things are going on. We just hit our fifth birthday as an organization. And, I mean, we're just getting going. It's incredible.
Wow, that's so cool. And there's just nothing like the truth. And you think about these women and what, some of these publicity people would want us to believe about, you know, whether it's Planned Parenthood or some other abortion clinic, that they're there to help women. And this number, 84% of women not knowing of any other alternative but to go in and abort their child. I mean, this is unbelievable. Is it any wonder, Jeff, that these women, after the fact, carry such a burden, and you and I were touching on this off the air before we went on, and that is that they're so burdened by having done this. There's just something inside them that says, there had to be another way. There's another alternative that's not right. Because one of the things that I find quite extraordinary is when I speak with women who have gone through an abortion, it is amazing to the number, Jeff. They will tell me how old that child would have been today.
Oh,
and I don't even have to prompt them. I don't have to prompt them with that. They will tell me. So it tells me that they're still grieving over the death of that child.
Absolutely. And it shows us as well that these moms innately know that that is not a mass of cells like the world's trying to tell them. It's not a clump of tissue. That's a human being living inside your body. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know you have any other options, if you don't know what to do, if you're scared, if you're frightened, and you're getting an abortion clinic staff telling you that's what you have to do in order to move on with your life, you're in a very vulnerable state. You're in a very difficult, sensitive state. And we don't appreciate that. We want to be able to guide someone and give them options and say, hey, there's some other options here, and we want to empower you. Mm-hmm. And so if the world is saying, well, it's empowering a woman by taking away the most powerful thing a human can do, that's not empowerment.
Right.
What we want to say is, man, we want to empower you to tell you that you're capable of this, and you're capable because the church wants to get behind you and support you and help you, whether that's help you guide into an adoption process where that baby can be adopted into a new family, or if you need resources to help raise that child, if you need community, man, we've got all of that right here waiting for you, and you just need to know it's there. And we want to do that in a safe place where we can help slow your thoughts down. And, Bill, if you go to SaveTheStorks.com, you'll see these buses, and they're beautiful. They look like Learjets is what I like.
I know. They're awesome. I'm taking a look at it, and I'm going, I'm so excited. And I know that people are saying, Jeff, okay, I'm on the bus with you. How can I help out? And we want to give them this phone number, 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. And you can get on the bus with Jeff and the rest of the team to save the storks, because there are many women as this, you know, this abortion, culture of death continues in our society. We can make a big difference. I mean, you know, consider that number, ladies and gentlemen. 84% of the women, they're not getting any kind of additional information about life. And as Jeff was alluding to just a moment ago, this is about freedom. Jesus came that we would be free. You tell me how this culture is freeing and liberating us. It is enslaving women all the more, trapping them into something that they realize innately is not comfortable. They drag it along with them like a, like a 1,000-pound anchor. How is that freedom, Jeff?
Right. That's a great question, Bill. And I'm so appreciative that you have a listenership, that you have a fan base of people across this country, around the world,
yes,
that believe in this. And for a lot of us, and if you're one of those people that are saying, man, I believe every single word you guys are saying, I just didn't know what to do because maybe I'm not the kind of person that I don't want to go picket with graphic signs. And maybe you have, and maybe you haven't felt like that's been effective. And I agree. I don't believe that's really necessarily effective. I think that's positioning us as against those women when they need to know that we're for them.
Exactly.
And
good
that
point.
We're here for them. Mm-hmm. And that we are inviting them into what we understand, into that goodness and that grace that Jesus has so wonderfully given us. And so what you can do, the way that you can be pro-life in this new narrative, and to save one baby per day, per bus, that's 21 babies per day right now that are being saved, 21 moms that are being served per day. And we're about to double that. We're getting up to 21 more buses, well, 42 on the road.
Right.
What you can do is call that number that Bill just gave you and say, I want to fight with Save the Storks. I want to serve these moms. I want to save these babies. I want to empower these pregnancy centers that are professionals at what they're doing. And I know that they're going to give these women what they need. They're going to give them support. They're going to give them the gospel. They're going to give them resources. That's what we need you to do. We need you to stand with us. We need you to walk with us. We need you to help carry this because, man, it is making a difference. It's even closing down abortion clinics because, you know, New Jersey, for example,
mm-hmm.
we have a bus that saw 394 women board their bus last year, and 394 women chose life.
Wow.
And because of that, it was astounding, Bill. And because mm-hmm. of that, that abortion clinic wasn't able to stay open anymore. They locked their doors for good. And that was one of the busiest abortion clinics in the state of New Jersey, closed.
Right.
Not because we picketed it, not because we politicked it, but because we helped teach that community a new way on how to handle your health care and how to get health care if you're going through a crisis or an unplanned pregnancy. That's what's happening, is we're changing the narrative right now. We're educating the people, and they're clearly making the right choice.
Exactly. Well, the Bible tells us clearly, and that crossroads is in front of us even today in this 21st century, just as it was then. Mm-hmm. What stands before you right now is life and death. And you
right.
can choose which you want to go. And even the Bible, in case you're confused between that choice of life and death, the Bible tells you clearly, choose life. That's the better road, that it would go well with you. And that's mm-hmm. really where we stand today. This is your chance to choose life. And as Jeff said, I mean, today with modern technology, with the vision that Save the Stork had in order to go out and be a positive influence, to bring education to the community, to bring true support, to do something that Planned Parenthood does not even, and other abortion mills, they don't have the capacity to consider a vision like this because they're rewarded based on abortions, on death. That's their model. They get paid and they continue to exist on this concept of death, not life. And Save the Stork yeah. says, hey, they're going to stand in the face of that and come forward and say, we choose life. And there's it's incredible. You know, I was reading this, that 90% of the women who see an ultrasound picture of their baby decide not to have an abortion. That's absolutely incredible. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you that phone number again. You can partner with Jeff and I. Get on the bus with us, okay? We need 21 more buses. We need more than that. This is the next phase of the mission and the vision for Save the Storks. 844-578-6757. 844-578-6757. Make sure you tell them that Bill and Jeff told you to call, okay? They'll be happy to hear from you, and they will be happy and joyful that you as well believe in their vision and that you want to do something about this and choose life. Right, Jeff? We've got about 10 seconds.
That's right. 844-5-STORK. It's an awesome thing. Get on board. I know it's going to bless you.
And SaveTheStork.com is the website, right?
SaveTheStork.com.
.com. There it is, Jeff Gilbert. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Jeff.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.